As one of America's largest financial services companies, Nationwide supports financial professionals with client-friendly resources and innovative solutions to help create greater retirement security for their clients. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
And I'm Karen Moscow. This update's brought to you by Interactive Brokers and CME Group. If you're looking for global futures contracts at low trading costs, look no further. Interactive Brokers is the industry leader. Learn more at interactivebrokers.com/CME Group. U.S. stock index futures, they're higher, signaling more gains for equities heading into the eighth year of a bull run as investors await cues from central banks. We check the markets every 15 minutes throughout the trading day on Bloomberg. S&P E-mini futures up about 8 points. Dow E-mini futures up 69. NASDAQ E-mini futures up 15. The DAX in Germany is up 1.2%. 10-year Treasury down 13 30 seconds. The yield 1.87%. Yield on the 2-year 0.89%. NYMEX crude oil up 2% or 73 cents to $37.23 a barrel. COMEX gold is down 1.2% or $15.50 to $12.47.30 an ounce. The euro, $1.0950. The yen, 112.81. And that's a Bloomberg Business Flash. Tom and Mike.
Karen Moscow, thank you very much. Well, as Tom mentioned, the ECB meets tomorrow. Mario Draghi, a range of options. You heard Lena Komaleva saying a few moments ago that she thinks helicopter money may be the answer. Ben Emmons from Leader Capital is going to have to trade whatever Mr. Draghi does. So let's bring him in and get the market's view of what's likely to happen and what the impact is going to be. Ben, what do you think Mario Draghi does, and would it be the same thing as something that will have an impact on the markets and help out the Eurozone?
Right. Good morning, Mike and Tom. Thanks again for having me. Well, I think if you look back at the history of what the ECB has done so far, then there's two things to distinguish there, right? One, the ECB is very good at signaling what it's going to do next, and markets are anticipating. And I did a little quick study on that and saw, like, yeah, the market rallies ahead of this potential announcement, but then the announcement itself is welcomed relatively muted. And you can see this, you know, in interest rates and stock prices and currency, et cetera. If you look at the history change of that, the note I sent you shows that table. So I think tomorrow you have again this sort of response where largely market expectations are set at that QE will expand and that they will introduce a negative deposit rate, and then they will look at the details of maybe there's tweaks here and there that may lead to surprise. But I think the background here is, Mike, is that Draghi has to always get some form of compromise among his ECB members for this next policy action. And that means that he is really good at signaling, you know, a potential new action coming. And then as the market responds to that, he can then create this sort of environment, say, hey, look, it works, so therefore let's create this, you know, have a compromise about what we're going to do. Because there's going to be resistance by some ECB members of having much more QE and others who would argue for less QE, et cetera. Right? So there's that element as well. So I think you're having a tomorrow an effect where interest rates are probably going to be relatively muted.
Right.
I think what I want to watch tomorrow really is how credit markets are going to respond.
Exactly.
To the ECB action. Yep.
You've got a nice workout on that. But what is so important to me, Ben Emmons, is if I look at the German 2-year, it's essentially a global proxy of negative rates. It's a vector, and it's basically in one direction. Do you just presume with whatever the strategy is, whatever the orthodox, unorthodox soup that they do, that the German 2-year will drive to a new negative yield below negative 0.60%?
Yeah, I would agree with you, Tom. That's right, because, one, that's driven by that deposit rate and then future expectations of more cuts in the deposit rate. That's in that 2-year yield. And indeed, you could have a more extreme level of this two-year yield. Because if you look at the history so far of what actually has had the major impact from the ECB's programs has been on that two-year yield in Germany. Right? That one has gone down really dramatically, whereas the euro has been changed.
Right? That's the proxy, the German two-year yield. To review, folks, it's been negative. Let me go back and give you roughly the date where it flipped negative. It flipped negative, about almost positive. Call it November of 2014 within a quick look. What does Mr. Draghi want the German two-year to do? Or does he not care? Because that's what I'm hearing in a lot of interviews.
I think he cares more about the broader impact of that program. If I read back his speech from April 2014 that he had in Amsterdam, where he laid out the framework, he basically laid out 3 points. He said, we're going to use forward guidance, then we're going to use credit easing with LTROs, and then we're going to use a broad-based asset purchase program to get our inflation more stable near 2%. That's kind of his framework thinking. Now, he's addressed all three components. So I think he's not so concerned about this really extreme negative yield in the two-year German government bond, rather that this impact of his program along those three lines that he laid out in that speech. I think, though, that he is concerned, probably, and other ECB members too, about the constraints the banking system is again facing, especially what we went through in January. So I would think that they would, you know, can always add more liquidity to the system. But moreover, if they want to look more specifically at the aspect of what happened in January, we want to address that because they could derail the other aspects of our program, right? So, yeah, he will care about that negative rate, but he really cares about it in a broader context. If that negative rate leads to 2% inflation and broad-based lending, then it's fine by him, and that's ultimately still their objective. Right?
But there aren't any signs that's happening right now.
True, and I think that's indeed what they would try. What I think they will try to address is that they have seen, like, well, we had some success with a weaker currency and lower rates, but we haven't had much success with credit extension, for that matter. For example, when they introduced what they call targeted LTROs, which is a LTRO program where banks can refinance collateral that's lent to non-financial corporations, that they may look to expand that because that facility is only $18 billion outstanding, is very small, and never had any kind of success. They may look at alternatives to this too, that, yeah, credit spreads are still relatively wide in Europe, including bank spreads, that they may make tweaks there. They can purchase corporate bonds. They can buy financial debt. They could do that. Or signal thereof, right? And I think, again, Draghi is really good about that, about signaling something like that coming down the pike to generate the effect and then get the compromise to actually implement a program like that. So I think all those things are in the works. I'm actually, for tomorrow, indeed, really focused on how credit markets will respond to Draghi as he announces this new program, because the QE program, I think, is largely priced.
Okay. Ben Emmons, thank you so much. Leader Capital. As we brief you towards tomorrow and the Draghi press conference, we'll have that, all the details, in the 8 o'clock hour. Tomorrow, futures up 7. From New York, Bloomberg Surveillance.
Counting you down to the opening bell, brought to you by the Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever. The Grand Cherokee continues to raise the bar with its luxurious interior and legendary 4x4 capability. Drive one at your local Jeep dealer today.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.